This is the Midwest Happy Hour. Cheers!
Hello, is this better? Oh my gosh, yes. Thank the effing Lord, this is better. Oh my gosh, it's okay. Like we're new humans.
Yeah, night and day. And this is a cheap battery too, so like obviously that one was just dying.
Yeah.
How many times is our battery been? Like, if you're a listener, are you listening and you're like, these a-holes' battery is dying again and they do not know it.
Right. Oh my gosh, this makes me so much happier.
All right, let's pretend like we just started. All right, hello everyone.
Hi everyone.
We're here.
Yep, we're here, and we're drinking
espresso martinis.
Yep, like a makeshift.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
It doesn't taste as good as the ones that we made in February, but that's because we did it, like, properly.
Yeah, this is like...
We used what we had.
Yeah, not enough vodka, too much Kahlua.
Yes, too much Kahlua.
Yeah, it's definitely like...
Yeah.
It gives you a little... You just want to bite.
And I don't know if it's like, I feel like I can't taste the espresso because it's flavored coffee that we're using.
It definitely tastes like hazelnut, like,
yeah,
and it's sweet. But, mm-hmm, I mean, it also has simple syrup in it.
Mm-hmm.
But I also put more espresso because we had less vodka.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's fine.
It poured perfectly, though.
I mean, don't these look great?
We were just going to have coffees because we're recording two today. Because if you're listening now, this was supposed to come out yesterday, and we didn't record one because we just didn't.
I have been ill yet again.
And, What's wrong with me? Other stuff going on.
Yeah, also, I've been burning it at both ends, working two jobs. And I'm getting ready to go on vacation.
Yeah, so you got a lot going on.
Stressful.
Yeah, that is stressful.
I mean, it's not even... Like, in reality, it's not that bad. It just feels bad.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm like, I'll never be ready. But I always think that every time we go somewhere. And then I'm like, I've done this before. It's fine.
Yeah, and it's honestly not the end of the world if you forget something.
Yeah. Walmart exists everywhere.
You can
just go buy more stuff.
Right. And
always.
Always. Yeah. Yes.
But I got my wax done today.
Yeah.
That felt good. How was it? It was good. It was better than the last one that I got. The last one that I got, she ripped off, I was like, just leave like a little landing strip, and then she ripped off most of it, and then just left like a little wee bit.
And I was so like, it looked like Hitler?
Yeah, little Hitler stash, and I was like, even, okay, if you just like forgot that I told you to leave a little bit, just probably rip the rest off. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't just like leave a little smidgen in there. So yeah, it was good. But then I had to take my first poop of the day late because I was scared to poop before. I had to too because I had a coffee this morning and I was like, okay. And then I went, oh my god, my appointment's in an hour. Like, what if it's like a mess? No, I don't know. I was like, I just don't want. I took a shower this morning.
Never be like, able to like.
I'm just trying to be clean for my gal.
Yeah, I feel you.
I don't want it to be like a mess or something, you know. Like, and not a mess. A mess is the wrong word, but yes, like.
You're making it sound like you don't know how to clean up after.
Right, like I just wanted to like take a shower and then only pee. So like, right, it's not, you know, there's no danger.
I'm dying. I'm dead.
Yeah, I'm dead. But it was good, my girl. I 10 out of 10 recommend the European Wax Company. I think that's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're great. I love it. And, like, it's super easy to book, although it was kind of funny today. I always pay cash, just, like, 99% of the time.
Yeah.
And it's $56. And so I hand her $60, and then I hand her a 20, and I go, I want two 10s for that. And she's like, how much do you want to leave for a tip? And I was like, I'm going to leave 10. That's why I want two 10s for my 20. And she's like, oh. Okay, and then had to help the girl next to her, who looked like a manager, figure out how to, like, deal with this situation. Like, she had to take a key and, like, open the drawer, and I go, I'll just do two 10s for that 20 and leave one for, you know, my waxer, my mm-hmm. wax artist, whatever. And she goes, oh, I don't have any 10s. And I was like, well, 5s will be fine. She goes, I don't have any 5s. And I was like, and then she had to look over to her, how many ones do you have? And then they had to count 20 ones. And then they handed me 10 and then put 10 in, like, they have these little envelopes or whatever, mm-hmm. you know. And then I go, I also need $4 back for like my change, and she was like, oh yeah, thank you for reminding me. And I'm just like, have you guys, like, what is going on? Does nobody's ever walked in here and like tried to pay cash before? Like, even if I paid on a card for my wax, I would still leave a cash tip.
Yeah,
I wouldn't. Yeah, I just am that gal. So, I don't know. That was just, like, a weird situation. I was like, this is really awkward right now. And you're
not, like, the only person who, like, accumulates tips and gets paid in cash that,
is everybody just depositing it? Oh, here's another thing, too, though. Like, I didn't know that credit, or the, I don't know even what they are, but it's, like, a card for Cash App or whatever.
Okay.
Like, I had a friend cash at me some money because we were at a cash event. And so I gave her cash and she's like, I'll just cash app you. But then now I can't like transfer it to my bank. It wants me to like get a card. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't want that. Like, just transfer it to my bank. But I'm wondering, like, have I ever even used Cash App, or I had to use it one time for a thing? And then like,
I don't even know what that is. Like,
well, really? I mean, it's like Venmo or whatever, you know? Right.
But then why wouldn't they just Venmo you?
Well, she has Cash App. I don't know. Because she
also... Why use Cash App if it makes you have a card?
Because she had a Cash App card.
But why?
And so she
had... Why would you want that option?
To have a real physical card, because sometimes people can't just take, like, your phone things. I don't know. But I was like, now I just have $18 on Cash App that are just like... I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with it, because I'm like, I don't want the card situation. Like, what is the point? Why wouldn't I just transfer it to my bank account? Why would I get another card?
That's what I'm saying about the other person.
Oh, well, okay. I don't know. I didn't ask that many questions. I didn't go, what's your financial situation right now? And why am I having
Cash App? Why don't you just Venmo me?
Actually, that probably would have worked out better. Venmo definitely works good.
Yeah.
Straight to my bank account.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I thought it was fine. I had it. It let me do it.
You're making me nervous with your drink and talking.
Oh, you're making me nervous with your drink. Your microphone cord's been touching your glass the whole time. I can hold two things at once. This is my second drink of the day.
How nice. Fig is looking good. Phil looks sad. Doesn't he?
No.
He looks a little sad to me.
He doesn't look as full. He's got new leaves coming up. Okay, so philodendrons and pothos, like, the longer the legs get on it, the more energy is being pushed out towards those leaves.
So I'm going to, like, cut those long legs off because the middle part looks sad.
Yeah.
Like, he used to be so full up top, and now it's, like, he looks...
Right, because he's so leggy. There's all those legs. Yeah, but you know what you can also do is chop and prop. So you chop one of them legs off, stick it in water, and then when it roots, plant it back straight into the center.
Oh, back into the same
part. And then make it bushier.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, too bad I didn't save any of them. Never mind. I was going to be like, I could have got you a whole bush. From earlier. She goes, at one point I was like, oh, that one was the worst. She goes, yeah, those were the long ones. It's like, I think they're all long.
Don't you have to grow your hair out like a certain amount?
No, I actually asked her that the first time that I went because I was nervous that it was maybe too short or whatever. Mm-hmm. And she said, if you're not going to shave it, then don't wax it. But other than that, if it's like long enough for you to shave, then it's long enough for you to wax.
Okay.
Rip it off. I've been at all lengths at this point. I think I've gotten probably four this year, three or four. And, like, this time was definitely the longest that it had been since I had done any maintenance. I was like, girl, I am in need today. And she was like, you're funny. And I was like, well, good, because it's about to be sad.
That's funny.
She's always trying to convince me to do that butt strip. I'm like, dude, no, I don't want it. Stay away from my booty hole. And she's like, you just have to, like, lean over and...
Right.
I'm like, I don't want that. Isn't that
funny that people bleach their buttholes?
Yes. Honestly, though,
Would you do it?
I would fart, probably, or shit. Like, I would, literally today I was like, I'm afraid I'm gonna, like, shit my pants when she rips this off. Like, it wasn't that bad, but it was enough for me to be like, this might be a little bit of a worry, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, if she got anywhere near my butthole, I would nervous fart, probably immediately, and then have to, like, it would be bad. I don't think I can do it. I don't want anybody looking around.
Yeah, I find it weird when people are like, yeah, well, I just say people, but it's like celebrities who are like bleaching their buttholes. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, hey.
I'm not setting the standards that high. Mm-mm. No, because it's like, I'm not a Barbie doll, you know, like, I'm already, true. I guess, though, maybe if the rest of me isn't looking very good, at least I got a nice, pretty butthole, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. like, but I'm not doing anything with it. You're doing right. more shit with your butthole than I'm doing with mine.
I don't know. Oh, yeah. The
enemas. How is that going?
So I've only done two. I didn't do one this past weekend just because I had too much going on. So, like, I didn't have time. Like, Flint was gone, so I'm not trying to do it by myself with the kids. And
I see. Get away, mommy's having her me time.
No, so I haven't done it in over a week. Week and a half-ish.
But it's still going strong.
Yeah, the two times I've done it, so it's not like I've done it
Do you have, like, two different markers for your calendar? Like, today's bread day, today's enema day.
Basically. No, so Sundays are like, I wish I had just had Sunday mornings to, like, plan my week out, do an enema, go grocery shopping, all in the morning time.
Right. Why not?
It doesn't happen a lot. Because sometimes Flint doesn't wake up until later, and then he's like, oh, I got stuff I got to do, and then his stuff, like, takes precedent. I go, oh.
Oh, he says, I have wiener, hear me roar.
Oh, that's funny. No, I love him. We just did talk about how we need to communicate more about, like, what
planning.
What plans do you have? Because I just, like, make stuff up in my head. Right. And then I assume I can do it, and he probably does the same. So then it's like, oh, wait.
Oh, hey, we both know that we have free time. And I let him,
like, take precedent because I don't care enough. You know what I mean? Like, okay, yeah. Like,
actually, the coffee enema, not that important. Like, you go ahead and, you know, like, go play.
Go have a coffee date with your son.
Right. Yeah, I mean, sometimes that happens. Yeah. Patrick and I will be like, we don't really sit and really, the most, like, planning we do is I have that giant, like, whiteboard calendar, mm-hmm. and then he sits there and looks at it and goes, okay, so you don't have anything on this day? And I'll be like, actually, and he'll be like, God, write it down. What's a calendar for if you don't write shit down on there, you know? And I'm like, okay, fine. And then if I'll just be home, but it says I'm doing something on the calendar, he'll be like, it says you're supposed to be gone. I'm playing video games. Leave me alone. Like, oh, sorry. Okay.
That's hilarious. With the dog.
Yeah. But it's fine. Usually, we're pretty good about, like, I'm doing this today. Mm-hmm. No, you're doing that today. Very good. We work, like, opposite shifts, so.
Yeah.
It works out pretty good because I'm like, I'll be gone. Do whatever you want. But tomorrow, your ass is mine. We're hanging out. And he'll be like, no, please. Don't do it to me. Mail time.
Yeah, the mailman's here, and I thought I was going to hit your car.
Do it, pussy. I would love it if he would hit my car, and I would be like, this is where the mailman hit me. Now the government has to pay me.
Yeah.
I wonder if... I'm sure that they have to, there's, like, a budget for that. Like,
maybe.
You know.
Accidents. Yeah.
Sorry I ran into your car, but you're parked too close to the mailbox.
Right.
I do think about that when I park right there.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about my bread.
Let's talk about your bread.
Thanks, everyone, for ordering. Let's I talk really about appreciate bread, it baby. Because I've been doing sandwich bread. This week I started artisan loaves and then cinnamon rolls and also selling my starter and then still doing the granola, which is fantastic. Again, like, I think it's just so important for people to really think about who they're buying their stuff from and why they're buying their stuff from those specific places. Yeah. And even though, like, my sandwich loaf is now $9, okay. I lowered it from $10 to $9 because,
wow.
because I was able to get flour cheaper, the same organic bread flour for less expensive. So I just figured I'd lower the price a dollar. And then the artisan loaves are 10, the granola 12 ounces for $13, 6 ounces for $7, and then the starter is $15, but it comes with a 32-ounce mason jar.
And instructions.
Instructions and a couple different recipes that I like to use, and just a list of things that also have helped me, like, do the thing.
Yeah, I love it. Things that you learned that you're like, things you might want to know.
Right, and, like, all the ingredients I use are just good ingredients. There's no seed oils. There's no, like, weird ingredients that you can't pronounce in there. Yeah. And I'm just a stay-at-home mom, just trying to make some extra cash and help people who are too busy to, like, make their own food.
Right. Yeah, because it's hard work.
Yeah.
Taking care of a starter.
And it's been, I mean, it's not that hard, but it's definitely a learning curve.
Yeah, for sure.
And it was overwhelming for me at first.
Yeah.
But anyway, a lot of people have ordered. A lot of people are interested in doing, like, weekly pickups, which is so fantastic.
Love it.
I've now gone down, like, this huge rabbit hole of what I need to do to start this micro bakery. There's some things I need to check off in terms of, like, making it officially official. But hopefully in the next couple of weeks I can just knock out...
We only need $10,000.
$10,000. No, I would really... I see, this is me... When I, like, get into something, I want to do it big.
Right.
Like, I want to now get a bread oven. Because what I've also read is that if you use your, like,
your residential oven,
then your oven is going to be essentially running all day, depending on how many loaves you want. And then that bill will be 10 times more than, like, what it would be if you just had a bread oven.
Right. It's a gas bill. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm a little, I'll see what that looks like. Also, yeah. I'm interested because I only allow myself to bake, like, not a small amount, but not, like, a crap ton to where, like, I'm literally just baking all day long. I pretty much just bake in the morning and then get the granola and the other stuff done, like, before pickup.
You have a job. They're called Grant and Graham.
Yeah, exactly. Also that.
Yeah.
But this is me, like, just going down rabbit holes and be like, okay, now I need a bread oven. Now I need these containers. I'm like, Lacey, how about you just learn how to cook 4 artisan loaves at the same time in your oven?
Right.
Like, yes, it'll still, like, you'll still be, like, having long cooking days. However,
but I mean, that's
you don't have to spend $10,000 to start your business.
You don't. You don't have to do that. You can just have a little, do little fun things. You don't have to go crazy. Because then you, like, that's the thing about, like, the crochet stuff. People are always like, you should sell it. And I'm like, I don't want to hate it. I want to have, I like doing this right now. And if I want to give people presents or, like, sell little things here and there, then that's fine. But, like, I'm not going to start a full-blown crochet business and then go, actually, I hate crocheting.
Right.
I'm like, this sucks, and I don't want to do this all day, every day.
Yeah.
You know? And then I've bought $10,000 worth of yarn and, you know, whatever, spent hours of my life. Like,
yeah.
No.
And I don't want to make – I don't want to turn this into anything large right now because, again, like, my kids are – first priority, and I need to be taking care of them throughout the week. So ideally, but, like, this is again why the bread oven would be so great to have, because then I could do dough day on Wednesday, bake day and pickup day on Thursday, and it's like I could sell 30 artisan loaves, 15 sandwich breads. Like, I could actually, like, do a crap ton and just knock it out in 2 days versus I'm doing a smaller amount 4 days. And so I feel like I'm a little bit...
Oh, like, you could,
like, I always have something to do every day where I could just do it all on Wednesday and Thursday and then...
Be done
until the next Wednesday and Thursday.
But you could do that with 8 loaves. You don't have to do that with 80. I mean, you can just start with, like, doing that with a couple of them.
I know, but I want to, like, make more. So, like, time-wise, I can't, like, sell the amount that I'm selling now and just do it on 2 days.
Are you thinking about, like, while the boys are at school?
Well, not at this point. That Graham, that won't start until potentially August.
So, yeah, because that, well, and they're only, like, half days anyways, I guess. I was going to say, like, at some point here in the near future, you're going to have time during the day when they're in school.
Yeah, but I'm not thinking about that far in advance right now.
You're just already thinking $10,000 bread oven. I got it. I don't even care
if
I
have time. Yes, but that's my mindset.
But if you're like, maybe in like 6 months or 8 months or whatever, maybe August when both the boys are in school, then you can be like, all right, now I can make 30 loaves a week.
Right.
And buy my bread oven.
Right.
Yeah.
For sure.
Just relax.
I know. And that's it. Like, I don't need to do it all right now.
No.
That's like my ADHD.
Relax, dude.
Just calm. Hyper fixated on like one specific thing. And
hey,
then
I've spent $30,000 on bread making. I've sold $200.
No, I sold so much stuff this week.
I love it.
And at first, so I announced on Saturday that I'm doing cinnamon rolls and artisan, the Christmas tree artisan loaves.
They were so pretty.
And then, of course, the sandwich bread and granola. And I had so many people, like, reach out. At first, I was like,
oh, God.
Can I do it? But my two largest orders were Monday. Okay. And it was, like, on Sunday morning, I sat down and I wrote out everything that I had to do. And I was like, okay, I could do that.
Yeah.
And then it was fine. But Saturday, I was like, I have to turn my phone off, actually.
You just had to, like, write it all out and be like, is this doable? Oh, wait, yes. Yes, it is. I can do that.
Yeah.
It'll be all right.
No, but it's so much fun, and it's exciting, and I've always thought about in my head how I don't, like, really want to have a boss ever again. Oh, God, but I also, I don't have, like, big aspirations to, like, open up a business, like, a brick and mortar and, like, make anything bigger than what it, like, needs to be. Yeah. If I, like, say this is my avenue.
Okay.
Because, say, I really enjoy it. I continue to enjoy it. I get a bread oven. I would just keep doing the same thing. Like, I don't think at this point that I'd want to, like,
hire a bunch of employees and
no, and like baking. Just do whatever, because my still priority is my family and being able to take care of the house and, like, cook for them and be available for them whenever they need me.
Right. Because once you start, you know, you might put too much energy into one thing and then start lacking in another.
Right.
And then you get upset.
Right.
Because you're like, well, this is not what I wanted.
But I also love the fact that I'm, like, doing something with my hands.
Yeah.
And I'm doing something also for the community, in a sense. Like, yeah. I'm just...
And it's good and good for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I know.
It's, like, meditative. Getting your hands in dough. I love it.
I saw a video of Chelsea DeBoer from Team Mom.
Yeah.
Doing, like, sourdough jalapeno cheddar loaf.
I'm doing that tomorrow.
Oh, man. And it was funny because, like, my initial thing is, like, another girly doing bread. Like, so gay. But then it's, like, and literally the top comment read my second thought in my mind, which was, like, if it's good and good for you, then I'm all for it. And I was, like, yeah, I agree, too. I'm such a hater.
Yeah.
It's, like, oh, everybody's making their own bread now. It makes me want to go buy a loaf of Wonder Bread, Jif, and Smucker's.
Yeah.
And make a PB&J. But I won't. I will eat your bread.
Thank you.
Patrick made breakfast sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. This shit is good. With your sourdough. Yeah, he loves it. He's perfect. In love.
I love it. That makes me happy.
I'm jealous.
No, I'm not. No, and I think that's awesome. But so you were talking about the jalapeno and cheddar. So I'm testing that out tomorrow, and then I was gonna make some
chunks.
Yeah, it's chunks.
Yeah, I was like,
yeah. I actually just got the cheese at Meijer and the jalapeno. So that's hilarious that you said that. Yes, everyone's sleeping.
No, Flint, we gave them Benadryl. I bought some Dramamine at the store earlier.
So I'm testing that out tomorrow to have with our chili.
Oh, nice.
But also, so I'm going to make some. We're having people over Christmas, like the Grile side, probably my dad. So I'm going to bake a couple of those.
Nice.
And then I also might do a cinnamon, like, sugar one as
yummy.
Well.
That's good.
Yeah. But okay. Yeah.
I wonder what I'm going to.
Like, putting stuff in, like, the sourdough is a whole other
was, like, doing a bunch of shit to it, and, like, the folding and, you know, whatever.
But that's why a part of me is, like, I want to get up and running and, like, get my name out there, at least in their general community, because everyone's baking bread. What if people, like, start stomp on my territory?
Do you think that somebody out here already isn't doing, like, this, you're...
I'm not the only one.
Yeah, do you think you were, like, the first? Don't do that. You're not. Even if you were the first, you ain't gonna be the last.
And also, do you like the name Lacey Loaves?
Oh, cute.
Lacey's Loaves.
It sounds like that. Is that your porn name?
Like, what?
Yeah, I don't know about that. Like, it is kind of cute.
Okay, well, everyone else has liked it.
But it's
no one has said...
Is that your porn name?
Yeah.
Just me?
Yes.
Well, yeah, I'm not a good tester. Don't ask me for things like this. Yeah, text Kendall. Like... She would be the North Star on whether it'd be, you know. But also, her opinion doesn't matter either. Because I know you're listening, Kendall. Even though we text you your opinion all the time. Yeah.
No, I was going back and forth between Lacey's Loaf or Lacey's Loaves. And so far, it's been Lacey's Loaves.
Yeah. I like it. It's nice. Cute. It always makes... Every time I, like... think about, like, Lacey. Remember, my aunt and uncle were like, I just can't remember her name. And I was like, and my Uncle Jim was sitting in their living room and he looks over and he goes, curtains.
Yes.
And he was like, Lacey curtains. Like those lace little, like the little curtains up top. And so, yeah,
it that's should how be they remember my name.
Lacey curtains.
Yeah, if we did things like that, then it would be like, my name would be like Ralph Hitler, Lacey Curtains, Lacey Panties.
Ralph Hitler? What are you talking about? Where did that come
from? Were you not in history class with me?
I don't think so.
I couldn't remember Adolf Hitler's name. I said Ralph Hitler.
I mean, it's like not super far off.
Right, it's not.
But it's just...
And it was like, I know his name. I just was struggling in the moment of remembering it.
It would have been 10 times better if his name was Ralph.
Right. Yeah.
He's calm down, like Ralph.
Exactly. God. Exactly.
Yeah, no, maybe the Jews wouldn't have been killed if his name was Ralph.
Yeah.
Maybe he would have became a regular artist in real life.
Yeah, maybe.
Ralph Hitler.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a fun one. I forgot about that. I did see Mr. B at the coffee shop.
Oh.
With his tall daughter. I was like, if you know, you know. You know.
Yeah, so anywho, if you guys are interested in bread, reach out to me.
Tweet at Lacey.
I did have someone message us on our Instagram page, but sometimes when it goes to like the requested mailbox.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't notify us.
Oh, that's
so
annoying.
They reached out to us and I didn't see it for like 2 weeks. And I'm like, oh sorry.
Sorry. Do you want some bread now?
Right. I said that. But
yeah.
But here's the thing. If you tell me you're interested in a loaf, I will say, okay, great. And I'll direct you to the area where like
you check can, out.
Like, yeah, like where you can tell me what you want or whatever, which is the Facebook page that I currently have set up. I mean, if you reach out to me through Instagram and I say, hey, like if I respond back with, hey, are you interested? And you just give me like a yes or a thumbs up. Like, I'm not going to keep asking you what you want.
Right, right. Like, go order it. Like, you have, like, a little order.
And, like, if you tell me you're interested, you're like, hey, I'm interested in loaf. And I say, okay, great. I do orders on Sundays.
Right.
And then you don't reach out, like, don't tell me on Sunday, or you don't see my post. I don't know. I just feel weird, like, reaching back out to people, like, hey, are you interested? Because then I feel like I'm pressuring you to buy bread.
Right.
I don't want to pressure people.
This isn't an MLM.
I'm not going to, like, go after you.
You said you wanted bread.
But then I don't want people to think that I, did, like, forgot about them either. So it's like,
well,
do I reach back out to you, or do I say...
I don't know. I don't think that this is really that big of a deal. Like, I mean, it's not. You're not, like, you know, selling a miracle elixir.
But I kind of am.
I mean, yeah, but, like, it's okay. They can still go to the store and get bread. Like, it's like, it's not like they're never going to have it in their life.
No.
If they don't come get it
I
from
know,
you.
I know, but it's like, I just...
Yeah, well, you don't want to... I mean, being pushy on people is annoying. Like, that's just another thing that you shouldn't have on your plate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Order it from me, pay for it, come pick it up.
Yeah,
exactly. Do you want it? Here's how to do it.
Yeah.
Thank you and goodbye.
But so the next step, so I'm hoping in January, like to make it, after I go through some things that I need to make it official. Right. And then I'll make a website, and then I'll not have to, I won't have to like help people, like I won't have to send you an invoice, I won't have to like do whatever, like you'll just be able to order it
yeah
on the website, yeah. Which I think I can
Lacey'sLoaves.com.
I can like, so if we go to like our website,
oh yeah,
and
yeah.
like into the thing, I think if you have two websites it creates a discount.
Ooh, ooh la la.
So
if you go to the Midwest Happy Hour, and then you go, if you go to Squarespace
like if I just go to our account, you can add another website.
Oh, I see what you're
customize
saying.
Customize it. And so I think like it's discount for like me to have another website. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, sorry, you don't get a discount.
Yeah, that's what I thought you meant. If you like went through our website, then it would be no. But you're talking about you get a discount for starting correct. A new website. Dude, but you could also put a link in our. You can link our like through our
yeah for sure
podcast page, like hey click here for Lacey's Loaves,
yeah,
and to picture it just sounds like boobs or something to me. Loaves, loafers, or like slippers. I don't know.
But also boobs.
I'm always like dirty. Yeah.
But then what about Lacey's Loaf?
Yeah, it just sounds like that's what I would name my bar or something.
I need I you to know. Stop saying things.
I know. Don't ask me. Ask somebody else.
I already have, and everyone loved Lacey's Loaves.
I love Lacey's Loaves.
Yes.
Yes, I really do. So that's fine.
Loaves of bread.
Duh. What idiots. Else would it be? Yeah. What else would there be loaves of?
I don't know, but
meat loaves.
What I also liked is like I. Like go down again rabbit holes of like these micro bakeries is like, okay, so this one lady, she'll only offer she always offers artisan loaves,
okay,
and then every weekly pickup, like she'll change it up a little bit, so like okay. sometimes she'll offer pizza dough or cookies or cinnamon rolls or whatever, right. And I think she does it as, like, what she has and, like, how much discard she has right. and, like, all this other stuff. And I'm like, that is such a genius idea.
Yeah.
To, like,
you were just
so I'll always consistently have
product.
Artisan loaves and sandwich bread. Everything else will be
kind of here and there.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think that's normal.
Yeah.
Where's our water?
Flint might be in the kitchen.
I don't think so. Didn't we Flint? Watch him go back upstairs?
I didn't watch him go back upstairs.
Are you blind?
I'm looking at you.
Oh, I guess. Yeah, you're right. I'm looking this way. Yeah, he's right there. Pretty sure he went back upstairs. He's a workie. Poor guy. I only have boss. One more day of work until vacation. Thank God. But I am kind of like remiss that it's only going to be 5 days, like total, like we're slamming down to Florida and back, like I'll today's yeah. Tuesday, like I'll be back a week from today.
Wild.
And I leave on Thursday, and it's 20 hours in the car. Well, it's 19 hours and 22 minutes with one toll, and it's a rental, so I bet Patrick won't let me drive because I'm gonna drive the piss out of it. It's a rental. They don't know.
They don't know, but they don't know it won't hurt them.
Dude, they probably have GPS locked down on those bitches. Like, oh, they yeah. probably know, like, how hard you hit the brakes and everything. Probably get a text that's like, hey, I see you're going 95. Please stop.
But I don't think they do that.
Nobody cares anymore about speed limits on the interstate. No. I bitch about the interstate all the time, but I swear to God, it's, like, the worst. It's, like, nobody... does everybody remember when, if you're going slower, you just get in the right lane? Does everybody know that? Or is that like a new, is that new technology that it's like just be in whatever lane you want?
Like, no. I think it's the generation below us where they
just don't care.
They just don't care.
They're just like, I'm just over because.
They don't care about rules. They right. don't care. They say, I'm not listening to you.
Yes. Stop that. See, look at him come down the stairs. No, no. See how in the before he went up to have to come back down. But yeah, I don't know. But
he's about to go to the gym.
Slower cars, stay to the right. please, for the love of God. Like, I
those
just...
people are not listening to our podcast.
No, they're not. But I'm about to put, like, a sticker on my car that says, if you're going slower than me and I'm on your right, you're fucking up. Like, something. I don't know. Because that shit has just been driving me insane. Or, like, I got passed. Oh, hi, Grant.
Hi.
Hi, you want to come be on our podcast?
No.
Okay.
He said yes.
Oh, I got passed by, like, a Honda, like, Pilot SUV or something, pulling a U-Haul trailer. And the U-Haul trailer has, like, a thing on it that says 55 miles an hour. And they were doing a solid 75. Did you have a nice nap today, sir? Did you have a nice nap?
Hi.
You're so sweet.
I can't believe, did he sleep very long? Oh, it's 3 o'clock.
Wow.
Pretty good. Yeah, it was like 1:30 probably when he went down for nappies. Why did it take us so long to get our shit?
It always does.
Yeah, we were like, we'll just like bang out a podcast. He'll be asleep for like an hour. Yeah, 35 minutes later.
Yeah.
That's good.
Oh, also what I saw, I'll have to show you. But these micro bakeries, when they have their pickup day, they set up something like cute on their porch.
Oh.
And so like people will just come and like pick up their order. I'm sure when it's, like, winter time, they move it inside. So, oh, like, the stuff isn't, like, just hanging out outside. But then I could turn this room into, like, it could be our podcast slash...
your like, little bake-up bakery.
Come pick up your bakery, and then you don't have to come all the way into my house.
Right, right. Like, just come right
and
over
I don't
here.
Have to, like, stress out about always having the toys cleaned up.
Right. Well, I mean, people understand, especially the people that are buying your bread also have children, I think.
Right.
And so they're like, it's fine. My house looks like this, too.
Right.
You know, it's not that big of a deal.
Right. Kids are crazy. I'm just really excited about it. And I like that I could see, like, I enjoy it. I'm repeating myself. And I'm watching this person walk their dog.
Okay. Let's end it.
Sorry, I had ADD.
We'll put this one out right now. You're welcome, everybody.
We love you. This one was like, I don't even know.
It's about bread. Lacey's loaves.
And Hayden's vagina.
And my vagina. My loaf.
No! Fuck! Stop! I hate it. You're going to make me hate the name that I have decided on.
I won't. I won't say anything else about it. It's good. Listen to everybody else. Don't listen to me. That's all this podcast is
Stop
ever about.
Stop playing off of it, though.
Yeah. Okay.
No more word plays.
You said it.
No, you did. Okay.
Sorry. Love
Cheers.
You.
Love you. Goodbye.
Bye.